on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
A man who admitted causing the deaths of three people in a crash on Romney Marsh has avoided being sent to prison. A car and motorbike collided on the A259 at Brookland in May last year, killing the motorcyclist and a mum and daughter who were passengers in the car. 38-year-old Jason Brooker from Birmingham has been told to do 200 hours of unpaid work and banned from driving for 3 years after admitting causing death by careless driving.
KMFM News.
The government's being told to stop dithering and decide whether to expand Heathrow or Gatwick Airport. A committee of MPs says delays in deciding how to expand capacity in southeast England could affect the UK's economic prosperity. Ministers say they've asked for extra reports on the impact of noise and pollution, as well as compensation costs. Donald Trump is now the Republican Party's presumptive nominee. It follows a comfortable victory for the billionaire in the Indiana primary and main rival Ted Cruz dropping out. Charlie has the details for KMFM.
We are suspending our campaign.
This was the moment the Republican race effectively ended. Texas Senator Ted Cruz conceded he couldn't catch Trump after losing in Indiana. From the billionaire businessman, a more conciliatory tone.
We want to bring unity to the Republican Party. We have to bring unity.
On the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders won the state, but still has a nearly impossible task to catch Hillary Clinton, who said Mr. Trump wants to bully and divide Americans.
A man who pretended to be ill in order to sexually abuse girls from Ashford as young as five has been jailed. A court heard Mitch Tompkins groomed the three victims before attacking them. The 43-year-old former soldier from London has been locked up for 16 years and must serve another four on licence when he's released. Police say they're preparing for more protests between rival groups in Dover. They're due to take place on the 28th and 29th of May, although it's not yet known how many demonstrators are expected to turn up. Previous marches between right and left-wing groups in the town have led to several arrests.
KMFM News.
A young Kent woman's told KMFM she's still desperate to have children despite being diagnosed with early menopause and told she can't have IVF on the NHS. 23-year-old Laura Beeney from Paddockwood has been told she's not eligible for funding for fertility treatment after doctors discovered she had a low egg reserve. She's now trying to raise more than £8,000 to go private.
It was quite hard to actually come to terms with it, first of all, because I think it is more for older women. Like, the youngest I thought it would be was like in the 30s, so it was quite a shock. But I'm trying to put that to the back of my head at the minute and try and focus on raising money to have the IVF.
A teenager has been taken to hospital with leg injuries following a crash on the A228 near Halling. Emergency crews were called after a motorbike the 17-year-old was riding was involved in a collision with a car at around 8:15 this morning. The road was closed for a time but has since reopened. A 3,000-signature petition has been handed in to Kent travel bosses, calling on them not to increase the cost of the young person's travel pass. The bus pass for 11 to 16-year-olds is set to go up by £20 in September to 270. Councillors say it's still value for money, but parents aren't happy. And Orlando Bloom's become the first high-profile celebrity to visit Ukraine as an ambassador for children's organisation UNICEF. The Canterbury actors visited youngsters whose school had been destroyed during the conflict and spoke with kids who were receiving counselling. The Pirates of the Caribbean star says only 2% of humanitarian aid is spent on education, and that's not enough.
Children need education for a future. Children need education for a sense of community, a sense of belonging, a routine, and the possibility of a life.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, play's continuing on the final day of Kent's championship game against Glamorgan. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, a short while ago, the home side were on 124 without loss in their second innings, meaning they only need another 63 runs to win. On to football, and Leicester's extraordinary Premier League winning season has been recognised by the Prime Minister in the House of Commons this lunchtime. Claudio Ranieri's side were huge outsiders at the start of the campaign after struggling against relegation last year, but held on to become champions of England. David Cameron has praised their achievements.
I know the whole House will wish to join me in congratulating Leicester City on winning the Premier League title. 5,000 7-1 outsiders at the start of the season. They've shown superb ability, incredible resilience and a great team ethic.
And in tennis, Andy Murray got his Madrid Open title defence off to a winning start last night. He beat Radek Stepanek in a deciding set. Murray will discover today who he'll play in the third round, either Gilles Simon or Pablo Carreño Busta.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.